Hello guys, my name is Khushbukh Mujahid. I came here from Pakistan and I have been here in USA since like 5 years. And I know my English is like not so good. I'm not so good in English. So please forgive me for any mistake. Today my walking the tour is like for I survey my neighborhood, and I've been living here since four and a half years, almost five. I know like in here is like more greenery, and everywhere is like more comfortable. People are like very friendly. But in my country, like in Pakistan, people were like not so friendly, or not for like, and their neighborhoods are like worse. They're not like good, and there's like no greenery in my country. It's like where I should live, back in Pakistan, there's like no greenery. But in here, the most interesting and beautiful part is the greenery. I love greenery, the plants. But only one thing that bothers me is like pets. I'm so scared from pets, like from dogs, cats, and other animals. I just scared them. Like if dog comes over me, I just ran away. I'm not friendly nature with like pets. So yeah, but in my country there is like no pet system, or no people take animals with themselves. And most importantly, like today I'm like serving this neighborhood. Is like raining is today. It's like very beautiful weather. See that little tip tip song? It's like raining, and there is like very quiet place in there. Like in my country, there's like every time people are going, there's like noise, traffic noise. If someone wants to sleep, there is no sleep like in the morning. They always get disturbed by the noise. But in here, there is like so quiet, not even a single voice. But yeah, on weekends, there is a lot of voice of kids, because kids are playing over there. And sometimes late night calls sound. So yeah, and most importantly, my neighborhood is like very safe and secure. You can walk in here very safely. You don't have any worry, or you don't have like any kind of like scariness. Like no, like at night I'm feel free to walk outside. Like I don't know, like in my country I don't feel free to walk alone. But in here, I feel free to walk alone in here. I know that there is bad people, good people everywhere. So yeah, it depends on your nature, how you handle that. And most importantly, there is like a play area in my neighborhood. There is like, this is so good. But in my country, there is like no play area for kids, and people are, and kids are playing over there. So that's a good place. Like you have a neighbor area, a play area in your neighborhood, like swings and little bit rides for kids. I think so. Yeah, there is like fun. So yeah. And there is like, in my neighborhood, there is like proper garbage system. Like there's like one place to people put their garbage in it, and at night the trash cans, like the company over trash cans, they pick up the garbage and they can take away. So yeah, there is like no dirtiness or no anything like which harms you. There is like nothing. It's like mosquitoes. I know mosquitoes are like here. Like, what do you mean? Oh God! Like, for in everywhere, the greenery, wherever greenery, the mosquitoes, the little birds are here. Were there, but not much. It's a little bit, yeah. So my neighborhood is like very safe and secure. And first of all, when I came to this neighborhood in 2009, yeah. So there is like, hold on. So there is like many, what can I say? There is like another company for this apartment, for the apartment of this neighborhood. There is like another company which calls Palm Court Apartments. But now in 2014, someone else, like eBay Memorial, eBay and Memorial Apartments, they took over that. My neighborhood. So my neighborhood now, my neighborhood names is now changed. It's like eBay at Memorial Apartments. So yeah, I know my English is not like so good. I'm so sorry guys, but this is my major project. It's 40% of my grade and I have to do it. So let me show you one more interesting thing. I just go over there. Yeah, there is also a laundry area, which is very important to everyone. Like if you don't have dryer machine at your home or washing machine at your home, there is like, you need a laundry area. And thank God we have laundry area next to my door, like next to my house apartment. And it's like 4 washing machines and 4 dryers are available, and there is like very good laundry area. And there is like, people are very calm and kind. They don't, if you're forget about your clothes and you'll dry, they don't put your clothes out from the dryer machine and put it away. So they just calm, keep patience. So we just take out that our clothes. Okay, now one more interesting thing is like for cables. It's like in my neighborhood, there is like people would, my neighborhood said that don't put the dish TV or the cables which we connect our TVs, like cables or dish network thing, like gray circle, like, I don't know what it calls. Some people put it on their apartment, like on their floor, on their, what did it say? At the top of their apartments. Apartments. So people like, so they said that don't put your antennas or your dish little thing, don't put at the top of your apartment. Put it down and wear and put and do it like on ground somewhere, like there is like no dangerous, people don't get harm, or like when it's like raining or very like thunderstorm, sometimes lightning is happening, so there is like no dangerous for people. And I know, and there is like one problem in my neighborhood, like last week, like I just want to share with you guys, like we had a water problem with like at night, like after 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock, there is like hot water is coming in my home, like in my both taps, like on water hot side and cold side, both are like hot water that is coming from them. So there is like issue, so we just tell the leasing office and they fix it very quickly. We glad like they fix it quickly. So yeah, and one more thing, it's for neighbors. And where I live in the apartments, the neighbors are so good. They are very kindly, they are very comfortable, they are like very smiley, friendly, and most honestly, they are most importantly, they are most honest people. Like my neighbors, like next to my next door neighbor is like very nice, very like very humble, and they are like, I think American people, I think so, yeah, American. They're like very nice, very humble, very kind, very friendly. They always like us food, like when we cook something, there is like more smell goes out, so they love our food, they love eating our food. There is like our food is like more spicy or more like red pepper in it, but they love it. I know some people didn't like spicy food, but they did like, they had like want that we want to eat your food and things. Yeah, and there is noise for AC. Yeah, can you guys hear it? See, no, listen, sorry. Yeah, there is like AC noise, like I don't know. Oh my god, they respect dog. I'm so scared from dogs. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna run away. I know. So yeah. And there is one more dog in front of me. But don't worry, their guardian is with him. Oh my god, I'm so scared. Did you listen to that voice? And that voice always took my breath away. Oh my god. And today is raining and there is like no more pets are outside. Like when it's raining, there is like more chances to pet outside their apartments. But during the rain, there is like one, two dogs. Like I see two dogs. Oh God, I'm so scared. So yeah, there is my neighborhood and I love it. And we want, like, every year we did extend our lease. There is, like, very good security in it and good maintenance. What you call? Yeah, maintenance. There is, like, very good maintenance over here. So yeah, people like it, and most importantly, we like it. We love it. So probably I would say that my neighborhood is, like, very secure and very, what you call, say it, very secure and safe. Yeah, safe. So that is me, Khushmukh Mujahid. This is my project for English 1301 walking tour. Here are Houston website. I don't remember the website. Sorry, so sorry, guys. So sorry. Here are Houston. Yeah, that's a website which I work for. No, which I like. My project is for, like, my teacher said that you have to prepare that project for Here Are Houston website. So yeah, I know my English is not so good, but I have to do this, and please forgive me if I had anything wrong in my pronunciation or my vocabulary and my in my sentences. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye.